This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some cans from Short Fuse as we talk about Microphone, Forbidden Root, Beguile's May Festiversary, and a trip to Milwaukee. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And no Afro Beer Chick this week. No Dark Lord. Just us.
Man, you know, it was only last weekend, right? But it feels like so... It feels far away. I feel far removed from Dark Lord Day.
I know.
But yeah. It wasn't that long ago.
And then you have a correction.
Yes.
From that episode, right?
Yeah, man. Cheers to the ladies at Three Floyds, Sarah and Holly, both vegans. They listened to the show. Mm-hmm. That was cool. They mentioned that they might actually consider the vegan row option.
Okay.
And they have them all in a row because apparently there's some vegans on staff there that were like, oh, that's not that idea. Don't suck. Maybe we'll do that. Oh, but then also we have to correct the voucher option that we talked about where it was like, hey, if you call, they'll give you a $40 voucher. That's good for buying next year's ticket, right? That's apparently inaccurate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we have to edit that. We edited that in our post, and then we have to make that correction on the show as well because we said that last week.
All right, so did you hear this drunkenly or?
Everything's consumed drunkenly.
It was hazy.
It was hazy. It turned out to be fake news.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a confirmation on it, though.
Cool.
A couple other notes about Dark Lord Day really quick. Apparently, after the rains at 3 o'clock, when everything opened back up, Nick Floyd personally made the call to provide variants at no cost for anybody in line. So if you were in line after the rain and you just lined up to get a variant, it was on the house.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they felt bad. You know, it's like it's raining. You know, it sucks. You're standing in this line waiting or whatever. So, And it wasn't like, they're not assholes.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Also, apparently there was a VIP version, a cuvee of all 13 called Mud Whistle.
Oh.
This might be more fake news. I'm just seeing stuff on the internet. That's why I'm putting it out there so I can know if it was real.
Someone just slapped a new label on some Dark Lord and was like, Mud Whistle.
So I'm giving you more fake news, also correcting last week's fake news.
Okay, so we might have a correction next week. We usually don't correct.
We usually don't, but cheers to Three Floyds, man. So.
Especially since we spread fake Goose Island rumors all the time.
Goose Island rumors is like kind of our thing, you know? Yeah, but that was cool, man. So yeah, so no vouchers next year. Don't call the brewery.
All right. Well, things get hazy sometimes, and we're drinking some more haze. Although I don't call this a haze. They're calling it a hazy double IPA. They're slapping every word on here to get you excited.
Hazy, juicy, hoppy, featuring.
This is the hop cycle from Short Fuse. So calling it a hazy double IPA. The color is hazy. It doesn't have that hazy taste you would expect, although hazy is not a flavor profile.
It's not a descriptor. No.
Right. You can use it to describe the look of something.
Correct.
But taste-wise, no. But I would just say this is a double IPA.
This is a good old-fashioned double IPA. They throw hazy in there because it is a tad on the cloudy side. It doesn't look the way... too hard it would look in a glass, right? It's cloudier than that.
Yeah.
So.
And it has that not as bitter or strong double IPA that you would think of. It's more a little juicier. So maybe in that hazy realm, but it's not.
They are rocking the fuck out of this 8.6%, though.
You don't.
Dude.
It drinks like five.
This is like six at the most.
Yeah.
Is what this feels like. Yeah, that's kind of scary. But it's all the things, man. All the passion fruit, the grape, orange, pine notes, all that stuff's there. It's dangerously approachable for damn near 9%, though. Mm-hmm. I kind of dig that.
Nice, yeah. I went by Short Fuse and I picked up these cans from their spot. So I was out running errands this weekend. It was like over there by the Fashion Outlet Mall right there in Rosemont.
The Chicago outlets.
Yeah.
That are in Rosemont. Those. Yeah.
So, you know, Schiller Park is next door to that. So.
Oh.
It's like, oh, let's just grab some cans.
Yeah, I think Schiller Park and what else is over there, man? Microphone's not too far from there.
Yeah, but yeah. I saw that you went to Microphone this weekend, so I was like, what?
It's funny you say that, man. I actually went to that mall.
Oh, you did?
Afterward, and picked up some kicks, man.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I need some old man shoes to walk around the office, man.
That place was busy. I had never been there.
To the mall. To the mall?
Yeah, that mall. That place was packed.
Dude.
Talking about malls dying. I was like, there's lines for the Gucci store.
There's no dying in that mall.
A Dark Lord style line for the Gucci store.
You line up to get your Gucci flip-flops, man?
I didn't want to wait. I don't wait in lines. I'm not waiting for beer. I'm not waiting for Gucci.
I was in the Coach store. The bag with all the discounts. Backpack was still $300. The Coach slides were still $90, $100.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get the hell out of here. So that's what I did.
Yeah, that mall is crazy. All right.
I haven't been to a mall in a minute, like an actual physical mall.
Yeah, me either.
I haven't been to a mall in a long time.
No.
It was kind of funny. Yeah. Fucking Rosemont.
But, so that was really my only stop was hitting up Short Fuse.
Right on. You like that place. You've been there multiple times.
Yeah, it's cool. It's the alarmist of the suburbs. Like, even though
I can dig it. The alarmist of the Northwest.
Even though alarmist
is he is already Northwest.
just makes me think of alarmist because the branding or the name is kind of along the similar lines.
Focus on like big, soft, fresh hazies.
Yeah.
Tall boy four packs. A lot of similarities actually. Mm-hmm.
They have those milkshake series IPAs with like strawberry peach. Like big milkshake IPA kind of things too.
This is good. This Hop Cycle, and I think Hop Cycle is did I read that it was part of it's a part of the Hop Cycle is a rotating hop series. So in this one, right, this is the Nelson versus Vic's Secret.
Nice. Okay.
I think those are both hops from down under. I want to say. I think they're both like Australian or New Zealand hops.
Yeah. Nelson's hops from New Zealand and Vic's Secret hops from Australia.
Yeah. Right on. Cool. So good for them, man. I'm glad that they exist, man. It's something new to talk about.
Yeah, sure. So out that way, you made it to Microphone.
My annual pilgrimage to Elk Grove Village. I keep wanting to call it Elk Mountain Farm, but it's not. It's Elk Grove Village.
So once a year you head out that way.
Yeah, man. Because, you know, it's out there, man. You know? So it was a holiday weekend. So I was shut down early. I'm like, what do I do now? It's raining. What do I do now? I'm like, Microphone. Done.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went out there. I went for the nucleation, man. So
which is?
All right, so Barrel Aged S'mores, Barrel Aged S'more Cowbell, the beer we talked about last week, right? It wasn't quite infected, right? But it gushed on people, right? Even when it was cold. They're like, hey, keep it cold. People are like, hey, I kept it cold. It still gushed,
okay.
Right? So they came out with this really long description on why it gushed, right? And one of the words they used was, the reason it gushed is because because of nucleation.
But, okay.
And I'm like, I love this, man, because they're really getting into, like, you know, they're really getting in on the science side with this thing, right? It's like four paragraphs on Microphone's Facebook page, right? So real quick, nucleation is the first step in the formation of either new... Wait, hold up. Nucleation is the first step in the formation of either a new thermodynamic phase or a new structure via self-assembly or self-organization. When sugar is supersaturated in water, nucleation occurs. So what they're saying is like sugar molecules got stuck to the CO2. So when you opened it, that's why it gushed out.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but so this beer was on tap.
Yeah.
Friday morning. And I go out there Friday afternoon, it's all gone. But that's why I went.
Okay.
So no nucleation for me. I didn't want to try it.
Nice. So what'd you end up trying? What'd you get?
Man, they have a killer double IPA hazy called Microphone Check 1-2. That they dialed in really nicely, really good, really good option. Oh, they're slowly taking over the entire block. So it starts with the space next door. So now there's two tap rooms, right?
That's nice.
There's the original, and then something called the Blue Room, where it's actually
are they
like,
connected or do you?
Yeah, there's a door that's connecting them, and then there's a garage door that opens.
Okay.
Yeah, so the brew house covers both, but there are two different rooms with two different tap lists, two completely different tap lists.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I was talking to my man, Nick Conti, who used to work at Bottom Lounge, right? And he's always a good hang. I like talking to Nick. You know, he's a really excited guy. He was saying how, yeah, you know, the new bar was built by the same guys who built the Beer Temple.
Okay.
So I think he was at Beer Temple, then he left to go to Microphone.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm like, well, how many people brought back the Barrel Aged S'mores, man? It's not on tap. What's up? Is it in bottles? What the fuck are you guys doing with it? Can I have one? Like, he's like, no, man, only five people brought it back. And it was funny because they were offering people like full, like, hey, we'll pay for your shipping. Just send it all back to us. It's like, no. I'll send you the one that gushed and I'm keeping the rest of them.
Yeah, okay.
Like, nobody wanted to part with it out of all these people. So That was interesting. Oh, and we talked about Smells Like a Beer Fest, their annual party
right
outside. And they're like, man, you know, it snowed, but 800 was the cap. So they sold 800 tickets for that. They're thinking about, they worked out a deal with the village where they might move it off site next year. So apparently there's a high school, and not far from the high school, there's a big, like, you know, like
football field
or like a track. Park of some sort.
Okay.
And they can 1500 next year.
Oh, okay.
And with an option to go all the way to 2000.
Okay.
But they think it might be 2000. Might be 1500, I mean.
Yeah. It's still a lot of people.
That's a lot of folks, man.
It's no 10,000 Dark Lord Day or
No.
Block then, party, 312 block party numbers, yeah, but still, that's a lot of people.
800 people, because this isn't one of those places like, you know, some suburbs. Arlington Heights, right? You go to Arlington Heights and you get right off at a metro stop or Barrington and then boom, like there's this huge blossoming downtown scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
Elk Grove Village isn't that kind of town. Like if you don't drive, it's really difficult to get to.
Right.
Right. So for them to pull it off out there is actually kind of, is actually like, man, that's a lot of people for that scene.
Right.
Yeah. So it was cool. Just catching up, man. Just catching up with the Microphone guys.
Awesome.
I love this space, man. This space made me happy, dude. Especially that second half because there's couches.
Oh, cool.
There's like tables that you can bring together. It's a little more flexible than the original room.
And it's dog friendly too, right?
Dog friendly. You can lick your dog in the mouth at this place. What? You know, when people do that. It drives me nuts. I'm like, dude, why are you letting that dog lick in your mouth? Would you knock that shit off? What are you doing?
You want to try my beer?
Cheers to Microphone. Oh, I had they call it the DMV. So it's a barrel aged, smells like it, Imperial Bean Spirit, double maple vanilla. That's the DMV. And then they had I got the Shaolin beer, Shaolin Finger Jab. It's a collab with Eliquium, fuck. Equa, goddamn, Brad.
Equinox?
No.
Illuminated?
Your balance, Equilibrium, fuck.
Oh, okay.
With a brewery in New York, sorry.
Oh, okay. New York brewery.
It was a New York brewery.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was the beer I saw you post a picture of.
Yeah, the Wu-Tang beer.
Yeah. Nice. So. What was that? How was that?
Not my jam.
Ooh, not jam.
My jam. Yeah. I took two and two when we went up to Wisconsin. I took two of those and two Bodums from Half Acre.
Okay.
Yeah, so that helped balance it out. I didn't really like that beer. I did like the vanilla DMV, though.
Nice, okay.
EQ Brewery. Equilibrium Brewery.
Equilibrium,
Out of Middletown, New York. Sorry about that. So you start the show and 5 p.m. start with a 9% beer, Brad.
That's how we roll.
Well, we're on track. We got this.
Nice. Any other stops then you make?
No, that's all. I went up to Milwaukee for a little bit. With Spiteful.
Okay.
Nice. Hung out with Spiteful during the rainstorm. Rode my bike there for the first time all year, and then it rains all day Sunday. So I'm just the rain delay, I hung out at Spiteful. Dude, they got a wheat wine called Corporate Guy.
Yeah.
And that's a good hang, man. It's not on draft. They pour it in a can and give you this big, cool glass with the stem on it. And it's just an adult beverage. It's so good.
That sounds good. Yeah. They also have, like, the Radler, right?
They got the tangerine soda Radler. I forget what that's called. Mm-hmm. I had that at Bug. That was nice. And then working for the weekend, they're just dialing in classic styles, man.
Yeah.
I dig it. The garage doors are open. You can watch the rain fall. It's like, you know, it's also dog friendly. They're playing darts. You know, it's just such a chill, no frills tap room. And sometimes that's all you want, right? You know, it was cool, man. I liked that place. I hung there for a few hours.
Nice.
Yeah. I got a Dovetail story I'm working on. I worked on that
there. Okay. Speaking of Dovetail, I was over at, the May Festiversary.
Man, we are rolling.
For, it was the Beguile, but, you know, Dovetail.
Their neighbors.
Gets on board with this, too.
Yeah.
So I was over there for a little bit on Saturday. Stopped by there. It was packed. Like, every time But Guile is out of control, man. Like, people love what they're doing.
I'm telling you, man, they get busy over there.
Yeah.
Every party I've gone to over there has been over the top, like, balls out. It's, yeah, fun.
Yeah. I really wanted to try the lime version of, I think it was Boat Shoes.
Okay.
It went on at, I think, 12 o'clock. Kevin said it was gone in 20 minutes.
Man.
They also had a pina colada beer, 20 minutes, gone. Dude. But he said that he thinks the lime one they're going to do again because it was so popular, like just kind of random, like things at the tap room kind of thing.
Yeah.
But there's line, it's like the lines for just regular beer, like Boat Shoes, Sunny Afternoon, whatever else, classic Beguile beers. Like, you're waiting in line for all these beers. It was like, it was a lot of people showing up.
I think that's their following is like those small accessible beers, man. Like, I had a beer this weekend, man, from Beguile, and it was just one of their basic beers. It was the Blonde.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm looking at the side of the Blonde, and it's like saying, hey, it's a Blonde with honey. And it's like, this is our top selling beer.
Nice, yeah. You
know? So I'm like, man, they're really dialing in like that audience. Like, people go nuts over Beguile. And then we forget that when Whole Foods did that expansion, when they bought all those, like, what was it? They bought all the Dominics. So there's seven.
Or Marianos.
Marianos. So there's like seven new fucking Whole Foods that came online. And then they announced that, hey, we're going to have taps in all of these. And it was Beguile that they tapped.
In Marianos or Whole Foods?
No, at the Whole Foods.
At the Whole Foods. Okay.
The Whole Foods.
Yeah.
To have like their beer in house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's awesome to see. Like, it's just a crazy party now.
Yeah.
And like I said, like we've said before, this party sort of happens twice. There's the May version,
mm-hmm.
and then they have, it's not an Oktoberfest, but it's their anniversary party that happens like at the end of the summer.
I think that's the one I've been to.
Yeah. So they're kind of the same party, just different times of the year. One's at the beginning of the summer, one's at the end of the summer.
Yeah. They're anchoring that whole Malt Row thing.
Yeah.
Right, Beguile and Dovetail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool to see, like, nice work. Definitely a cool event. I only hung out for a little while. Stopped in at Dovetail for a minute to get out of the sun and grab a seat. So hung out there for a minute. But I didn't grab any beers, but they had a couple new things that they were offering that day.
I wanted to try that Frambois they were offering. Yeah. I mean, you know, just Central European lagers, old world style, mm-hmm. you know. They run their everything through a cool ship. They don't have a whirlpool, you know, because the cool ship allows them to get more flavor out of the grains.
Is this some of the preview of the story?
This is a preview of the story, man. I got to repeat it so I can just hurry up and get the shit done, man. But yeah, but it's just such a, it's like, man, we're doing it slow. We're doing it the hard way, but we're not doing this cool kid beers. We're doing traditional styles. We're not reinventing. Or we're not inventing anything. We're just taking classic styles and really trying to perfect them and give the best version of these traditional styles. And nice. I dig that, man. I love that wrinkle in the world, mm-hmm. the Chicago beer world, not like the whole world.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So that was my other stop. Didn't make it to any other drinking related things.
That's photo, man. You got out to the burbs. You know, because I was thinking, like, that whole section, that mid, the O'Hare section of our region.
Yeah.
I'm like, what else is out there? Like, because I was at Microphone, and I ended up at the same mall you did. But you got Microphone, and you got Shorefuse.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, well, there's Hofbräu, if you're into the traditional German thing, is over there. But neither one of us have been there.
No, and then, you know, you got Church Street not too far from there. And then there's... Is there another one, Itasca? There's somebody else out there, but they closed really early. I can't think of their name right now.
See, they're fucking up. So it's Shorefuse and Microphone.
Check the book.
We got the book.
But this is last year. So what's that northwest suburb? Yeah, there's Microphone.
So now we're talking like 1050. Is Glenview? That's not north.
The Lucky Monk is out that
way. That's Barrington. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of there. Let's see. Well, Shorefuse isn't even in here because they got their, this is the old book, they got their second anniversary party coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Scorched Earth, no, that's too far.
Scorched Earth, Algonquin. So you're talking like, you got to go deeper, Northwest Burbs.
Right, and then you got Goose Island in the airport. Yeah. You don't really have too much there.
Oh, you know what I did, man? Shout out to Haymarket, man, because I went to a launch party at this place across the street from Haymarket called Rue. It's some kind of modern cuisine, modern Indian cuisine place, right? And they were half-stepping, you know, like the cocktails were good, but there wasn't a lot of food coming out. And I'm like, what kind of preview party is this for a restaurant? And there's very little food coming out. So I'm like, fuck this, I'm out of here. Let's go to Haymarket.
Okay.
And Haymarket had the patio seating. They welcomed me with open arms. They had the Indignant and rum barrel-aged Indignant. The Agricole rum, like that sailor's proof rum barrel aged. That was the first time they put it.
That sounds good, yeah.
Man, it was so nice. Mini Lizzie IPA, Matthias, right before, you know, there was no rain. So it was like a perfect sidewalk sitch for those beers. And I'm glad they saved my night because I was across the street at a launch party that was not fun.
Yeah.
I love Haymarket.
Oh, you know what? I forgot I stopped in at Forbidden Root, too.
Right on. Brad's hitting all his go-to spots.
Right, you hit up Haymarket. We almost forgot about that. I hit up Forbidden Root. Yeah. They had a bunch of great guest beers on. One was from Little Beaver. Their double
Little Beaver.
Basically like an Imperial Stout on.
Little Beaver stole the show at fucking the last Stout Fest we got invited to.
Yeah.
Well, 2 years ago.
Oh, I was like, we weren't invited to the last one. yeah. That was, I had a little taste of that, and then I also had, I forget what it was, but I put it up on Instagram, and yeah, it was nice.
Forbidden Root with the guest drafts.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Like they're trying to bridge this like hazy, funky ingredient kind of thing, like a little more elegant hazy beers, right?
That's kind of talking about Forbidden Root.
Yeah, Forbidden Root. Yeah, with the hibiscus or. I don't know, rosé, sparkling rosés that are like, what's that sparkling rosé, like 13%?
Dude, it's no joke. It yeah. is like, it's like 11 plus.
Didn't you take a growler of that and you and the lady got
it in?
I'm like, you got a mini growler, right?
I'm like, holy fuck. And they got one of those Hans Gruber like growler machines too.
Yeah.
I do dig that place, man. And then we talked about the brewmaster now, or the head brewer, he's from like North Carolina. Right. And we're talking about how in his region... The first thing he noticed coming up here is like, hey, there ain't enough sour beers up here.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, this is more of an Imperial IPA barrel aged stout region.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he's bringing in some more funky stuff.
They had a couple of sour IPAs on, which that seems to be this bridge from, we talked about it, was it last week? We talked about it with Shy Beer Guy. You drink hazy beers, you don't drink anything else.
That's, yeah.
But the sour IPA might get some people to try it because it still has that like juicy, your hazy look, your classic kind of style there, but it has a little bit of like kind of tart or funkiness to it that might interest you and be like, ooh, that's kind of something else.
It's close enough to the farmhouse category that it's not disconnected like in the way that hazy IPAs hazy IPAs are kind of disconnected thing in beer. Yeah.
And then for all the people who have said they didn't like IPAs, they got on this hazy bandwagon and they're like, oh, that's an IPA. And now the sour IPA, it's kind of like, oh, well, that's not an IPA. It's a little more sour. It just has all those tangerine passion fruit hops that you become accustomed to. Yeah.
I can dig it.
So that's kind of neat to see.
I like that place, man. I'm supposed to go to next week. There's like a distillery from downstate Illinois that's going to party there.
Hmm.
I'm supposed to go for that. And I was excited because it's at Forbidden Root. I haven't been in a long time. Yeah. So probably since we recorded there.
They had Ghost Tropic cans for sale. So yeah, nice. Good little crowd there.
That'd be good to post on our like some Throwback Thursday shit, our interview with the great Randy Miller.
Definitely, yeah.
We were like five deep in there. That was actually one of my favorite interviews.
Inside the brew house.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll throw that up again this week with this episode. Cool. Adventures. We were all over the place.
Dude, it's fun, man. We got a chance to get out, and we took that chance. And, you know, we come back, and we're here to report.
I feel like I'm forgetting a spot that I met or hit up, but I think that's
because last week when we had the guest, and we were just Dark Lore-centric, so everything from last week you probably is hard to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's probably about it. Cool. Well, What do we got coming up this week? What's going on? Any events people should be checking out?
Oh, man. This weekend is June 1st. Chicago Ale Fest is the feature party, man.
Is that a Lou Dog event?
That is a Lou Dog event. That is Saturday. That's a $69 VIP. I think it's $50 general admission. So 200 breweries right there in Grant Park.
That's the one at Buckingham Fountain?
It used to be. Okay. But now it's at Butler Field, which is like, you know, just like a block south.
Oh, okay.
That. More space. The Buckingham Fountain one, though, is that's where you want to be, man.
Okay.
That's like iconic. Like, if you're going to go that far east, hang out at the Bean. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hang out at Buckingham Fountain. Only problem is, like, it's going to be cold.
Oh, it's a bummer. It's too bad.
61. No. 72 during the day.
Too bad. Yeah.
That's not bad. But yeah, but I think. Butler Field, that's where Lollapalooza is.
Okay.
Gives them a better, that gives them much more field to work with.
Yeah.
And so they're doing like yoga, you know, food trucks, all kinds of
yoga
activities.
Yoga at the beer
they're
fest?
They're doing yoga there. Yeah.
Beer fests have gotten weird.
Man.
My day was about drinking.
Back in my day.
You went to a beer fest to drink, not to do yoga.
Yeah. I went to this last year. It was cool. Goose pulled out Northwoods. Mm-hmm. It was painfully cold that night.
Okay.
Yeah.
You gonna try to hit it up this time?
Now that you mention it,
you
I
should.
I haven't been over there. I haven't been over there in a while.
Hit up our buddy.
Our buddy Lou Dog, Mr. Josh Segoe, mm-hmm. former guest on the show.
Yeah. Coming up, well, this will come out what 8 May in August is Oak Park Market Brew, in Oak Park. Tickets are still available.
Is it Oak Park?
You should check that out. That is a fun festival. I feel like that's underrated.
Dude, the cobblestone streets. Oak Park is the closest suburb to downtown Chicago. It's one of those fests where, you know, if you don't have a ticket, the locals can walk through the fest and see what all the fuss is about. Like,
yeah.
You don't need a ticket to just experience it all.
But,
you mean you need your wristband to buy, you know, to get your beer. But
mm-hmm.
it's a unique party. And then it was always like a big anchor to what the Guild did every year.
Yeah.
But it's not a Guild event anymore. So I think it's seven generations ahead, maybe something
yeah.
like that.
Because the Guild just has two events now, right?
Phobab yeah.
and Bug.
Bug.
Those are their main events.
Man.
Had to scale it back.
Had to scale it back. Focus on like Guild stuff.
I didn't go to the Oak Park Microbrew last year, but I went the previous year. Saw our girl Heather there. She's helping out.
Heather Cundert?
Yeah.
Right on. From the Festivale crew.
Yeah, she's back on the Festivale crew.
We're getting the band back together, man. Festivale is back.
She's going to make Festivale great again.
Man, you know, I was so happy to hear this, man, because, you know, Festivale was the official close of summer every year. It was for a good cause, the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. It was run by all females, you know.
Yeah.
With an assist from some guys, you know. but, you know, like it was always like a real close of summer event. Like, I think I might have wore like a sport coat one year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Beer Download, Steve Masney, he wore a tuxedo one year. Like, it's the kind of fest where you get busy. Man.
Okay.
It's good. It's a good party, right. man.
So she's back with that. We'll probably have her on to talk about it coming up as we closer. Yeah.
I can dig it, man.
But yeah, so Oak Park Microbrew Festival coming up. And we're already talking about like end of summer events. We haven't even started
hasn't
in
even
the
started
summer.
Yet. God, it's 50 degrees. Like, it's look like, please get us out of here.
Sad. Oh, this weekend is also Oath Day over at Solemn Oath. I believe tickets are sold out for that. But you will see some crazy pictures get posted.
Yeah.
Because Oath Day was pretty awesome. I think I stumbled over there one time. I, like, happened to be in the suburbs, and then I was like, oh, I should go there. And they're like, what's everyone doing here? yeah. So that should be good over at in Naperville, Oath Day.
Right on.
Cool. So that's all we got for events?
Yes.
Any news? What's happening?
Let's see. We talked about the DLD corrections. We got that out the way. Right on. Sierra Nevada's in the news, man, because of their Resilience IPA. So Resilience was the beer that they brewed in response to the California fires,
mm-hmm.
right? We talked about that a little bit about a month ago. Oh, but then like 1,500 other American breweries got on.
Right.
And said, hey, we're going to make a resilience IPA too. All proceeds go to that region because they just get hard. They got hit hard 2 years in a row with these crazy fires.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but Sierra Nevada's reporting that of the 1,500 breweries, only half of them have gotten back with their commitment to the beer.
So like the money or?
Right, to the money. So they all brewed the beer, but then no one's reporting back to help the cause. Only half of them. That sucks.
I know when I was in December when I was over at Mars, they had Resilience on. I don't know if it was their version of it or just Resilience.
Yeah, because I think the thing to do was to say, hey, we got a Resilience that we brewed.
Right.
An IPA that we brewed, however we brewed it, and it's for this thing. Or, so proceeds go here.
And if you couldn't have brewed it, you could have got bought. They were just giving people the kegs.
Oh, yeah?
I think. And then all the proceeds went back. So I think was the idea there. Or you still had to buy it and a percentage was going back. I don't know. I do not know how. But if you didn't brew it, you could just buy or get a keg somehow, whatever, and do it that way.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
So that kind of sucks.
I know, I know that one at Mars. And then Goose Island, they did one.
Yeah, a lot of folks did one. Floyd's did one. Haymarket did one.
Yeah.
A lot of folks did a Resilience in one of the two versions, like you said.
Mm-hmm. That would have been a fun if some beer blogger or something was able to try as many as they could possibly try, right?
Right.
That would have been super fun to do.
And that's one of the features of Replicale at Oak Park Market Brewery. Yeah. It's like, hey, everyone gets the same ingredients, and then you come up with whatever you want to come up with under these guidelines.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just hang out and see all the different variations of the chosen category.
There's your story for Oak Park Microbrew.
Done.
Right up. Man, just drink them and try them.
Yeah. One more thing in news, man. David Williams, who's the head brewer over at Horse Thief Hollow, apparently he's from New Jersey, so he's leaving his post at Horse Thief Hollow to go start a new venture called Subculture Ales in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's noteworthy because Horse Thief Hollow is just like half a mile from...
Open Outcry.
Yeah, down in Beverly. So like Halsted, Hernan 11th or so. And dude, in his 4 years there, man, it was a hell of a run, man. World Beer Cup gold, GABF two medals, and then he, of course, he took a few medals at FOBAB too.
Oh, damn.
So he was down there getting it done. Yeah. Okay. But I didn't know he had roots on the East Coast, so he's out of there. He also, before that, he was brewing at Chaos Homebrew Club.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
Which has a nice, alumni base. Okay. A lot of Chaos folks go on to just do things professionally.
Mm-hmm. I believe Gary Gully was part of Chaos, too.
Yeah. There's a ton of homebrew crews. We're reminded of that every year when we judge the Beer Hoptacular thing. There's so many of them locally, but I think Chaos... above the rest of them kind of stands out.
Yeah. Then the last bit of news that I saw was Cleveland Beer Week thrown in the towel.
All the little chicks with the crimson lips yelling, Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks.
I believe the story was basically the response for a Cleveland Beer Week subpar.
If you're in Cleveland, now I haven't been. Shout out to Cleveland, because if I'm in Cleveland, flying to Chicago, if I leave Cleveland at 6 p.m., I get to Chicago at 6:15. It's great because of the hour change.
Why? Why are you flying?
Because, man, you might have friends in Cleveland. No. It's a nice getaway. It's a 15-minute getaway, Brad.
Nah. Says no one.
That reminds me of the Joe Kim Noah quote. He's like, who says I'm going to Cleveland for vacation?
Right, yeah, there's like the 30 Rock.
There's a 30 Rock thing too.
Episode two.
A mistake on the lake. That's what they call it. Damn. But Ohio's cool, man. Oh, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Cleveland. All right, so the Great Lakes is the big dog in town.
Right.
You got founded by some Chicago guys.
You got Hoppin' Frog.
University of Chicago alum, by
the way. They're pretty big there.
Hoppin' Frog's great, and I want to say they're in Akron.
Yeah, so they're out in the suburbs.
Yeah, but they're good. Hoppin' Frog's good.
And then, we're Chicago Beer Pass. We're not Cleveland Beer Pass. We don't know all the breweries there.
No.
So, but
that's actually all I got. I got.
There are probably plenty of other breweries. I think it's also a city where a lot more people drive than Chicago or, some of these other major cities. So, a beer week or beer celebration gets hard.
I've been to Akron. I've been to Canton because Canton's where the Pro Football Hall of Fame is. Mm-hmm. George Halas Drive is where that sits on, right? Oh, but then also on their part of Lake Michigan, there's like islands and shit that people go to and party. So it's a little different vibe over there.
Yeah. No, Cleveland's fine. But yeah, that sucks. Like, it makes me think of our Chicago or Illinois craft beer week.
If you tell them, because look, we got a show every week about beer events.
Right.
If they said, hey, we're not doing it this year, next year, you really wouldn't be that surprised.
Right. Just jump on board with the America Craft Beer Week, which is a different week than every state's beer week.
Unless you do the Justin Maynard and you do it in the winter, that would be a good wrinkle because it helps the bars. And then maybe it ramps up participation more locally.
Okay.
I don't have the answers, but I'm saying, like, I'm down for a winter hang. I know we all kind of get cabin fever.
So winter Chicago beer week?
Dude, on the brew bus, man, like, our summertime was cool, and it was full out of towners, but it was the winter where everybody came out and partied. Like, mm-hmm. We were full. When it was cold, we were full all the time. So it's there.
Yeah. All right. I thought I'd bring that up as our craft beer week recently ended. Dark Lord Day is now the end. Dark Lord Day is the closing fest.
You know, the
out of state.
The unofficial after party to Bug is at Brew Yard. The unofficial close to the whole thing is in Munster at Dark Lord Day.
Right. I guess so. I guess that's how it works now.
Yeah.
All right. That's all we got this episode. This 8%, hazy double IPA.
Nelson Savon versus Vic Secret.
Yeah. Short fuse. Just, would it be the closest brewery out of the Chicago border?
Fuck. No, what about Evanston? Well, all right, so to the west, it might, yes. If you're leaving Chicago from the west, like straight west, it might be like Villa Park, right? Might be like Lunar and more.
Okay.
To the northwest, might be Schiller Park.
Right.
To straight north, it's probably Peckish Pig. It's across the street.
Oh, yeah. Peckish Pig is probably the closest, right? Peckish Pig. Literally across the street.
From Chicago.
Okay. Yeah,
it's probably Peckish Pig. Oh, shout out to Milwaukee, man. We hung out up there.
Speaking of across the street.
Chicago's nicest suburb, man. Hit up three breweries in Milwaukee real quick, man. Third Space, Eagle Park. Eagle Park is basically the microphone of Milwaukee.
Okay.
They love music. They love adjuncts, right? And they're fucking fun to hang out with. Third Wheel. I'm sorry. Goddamn. Third Space, Eagle Park, and 1840. 1840 is like the rustic kind of farmhouse ale brewery.
Oh, cool.
And they do a lot of killer barrel-aged stouts.
Nice.
They talked about the Noel Boyle IPA a lot.
Oh, that was something our buddies at Burnt City were talking about at District Brew Yard. That's this Noel Boyle Norwegian style
Quake. Am I saying that right? KVIEK, that yeast strain that everyone's going nuts over.
Yeah.
Yeah. No boil's all about like getting the mash. The mash boils at 170 degrees, getting it just below that.
Right.
Doing your mash, letting the grain sit a little more, getting a little bit more pepper, a little bit more like dark rye notes out of the mash so that your hazy IPA is a little more balanced.
Yeah, sounds like you're going to get sick. Like, and I didn't cook this food to the proper temperature.
And also, it probably doesn't go very well with food, and you're probably very filling and, yeah. But better than just like straight juice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. We got our shout outs. Now, Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram. Nick was blowing it up. I think there was like 20 Dark Lord pictures.
Giving the people what they need, man.
So check us out there. Facebook, Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. YouTube videos go up. We have our beer reviews. We did coffee last time, so check that out. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.